This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new report calls on Colorado to help its most vulnerable residents prepare for extreme heat. A survey of diverse Denver neighborhoods by Healthy Air and Water Colorado found a quarter of people with incomes below $35,000 a year lack access to cooling. Commerce City Council member Renee Chacon.
Where do we even have shading in spaces within these urban communities that they can cool down? Half of our communities can't go to the mountains. They won't have those access to a space that's going to have cleaner air than where they live.
2021 was Denver's third hottest year on record. A fundraiser in Aurora will raise money for the American Indian College Fund this week. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
Guests can spend $85 to taste foods prepared by four different indigenous chefs at Denver Eats, which stands for Epicurean Award to Support Scholars. One of them is Claire Westcott, an Afro-Indigenous chef with roots in the Ute and Diné Nations.
I will be cooking a Ute corn hush puppy, serving that with a green chili puree and some crispy braised chamayo bison.
Funds will be used for Native students to attend conferences, receive scholarships, and prepare for college. The event will be at Stanley Market in Aurora on June 14th at 5:30. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts has added seven shows for 2024. CPR's Eden Lane.
The 2023-24 season just got bigger with seven more attractions. The DCPA Broadway and Cabaret added Broadway musicals like The Cher Show, Chicago, and a new production of Jesus Christ Superstar. The improvised Shakespeare Company comes to the Galleria, and Disney's Frozen returns to the stage where it made its pre-Broadway run. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.